Hi everyone, and welcome back to Conscious Fitness Divine Body. So tonight I'm so excited because I have the privilege and the great honor to have to receive to host a great show, and with the help of two wonderful human beings, people that are so inventive, creative, and smart and clever, and they put their cleverness into a little box, a little kit. And we're going to be talking about this kit and the vision behind the kit. And so tonight we will be having Hélène Lavoie-Satie, which sounds very French, so I love saying it, obviously, and Marc Emerson Deneau, who are both the creators of Triplium. And Triplium is a self-development, a personal development game, and that obviously has the purpose of empowering oneself. And so we're going to learn everything about it, because we, the three of us, really have that vision of that that's where we are going, that's what we are supposed to do. Each of us can be self-empowered, and this is really a tool, maybe the tool right now to be doing it. So Marc and Hélène, are you there?
Yes, we are there.
Yes. Hi, yes. Hi, Hélène. How are you tonight?
Very good, thank you. And you guys, so you're in Canada, right? You are up there in Quebec.
Yes, near Montreal.
Yeah. Near Montreal.
We're an hour south of Montreal. So,
all right.
We're right next to you, right close by.
It feels like we're happy to be with you. Yes, so obviously, because we have the great opportunity to be doing it in French and English, we will be doing it and kind of dancing around, going back and forth between the French language and the English language. So all French and English speakers, you are welcome to sit down and listen and maybe grasp a little bit of both languages. And then obviously Canadian, you are more than welcome to cheer up with us. And what I wanted to mention, and which is not a little detail, we will go through the understanding of what the Triplium is. We will go through understanding even more the vision that is behind the game, and the vision that Hélène and Marc wanted to put into it and wanted to share with the world. But of course, the best way to do it for our listeners is actually to experience it. So in order to do so, what I invite you listeners is that after a while that you maybe have understood a little bit more about what the Triplium is, then jump onto your phone, get your fast chat, and ask a question. Get on it. It is your time. This is free. This is open. Whatever question you have about your life, professional life, your personal life, whatever comes to mind right now that you are wondering where you should go, a choice, a decision to take, then this is the moment for you. You have asked for a help, then here it is. It is coming to you. And so you're going to have the ability to take the phone and or fast chat and ask your question live to the Triplium game and get some answers that are going to give you the next step, where to go. You're going to find it out by yourself. And so so don't hesitate. Please don't hesitate. This is your time right now. And in order to do so, then you have a few numbers that you can obviously have the time to note right now. And there's toll-free numbers that you can have from the USA, and it's 877-876-5227. And lucky you, with for Canada as well, there's another number, and it's a toll-free number, so no excuse not to do it. It's 1-888-815-9756, and there's a direct line as well. If you want all those numbers, again, then get online, www.bbsradio.com. You click on Station 1, and you will have everything that will appear in front of you like magic. So I'm talking about magic, and talk about it. Now it's your turn, guys. Marc and Hélène, please tell us your magic. What is the Triplium? What is your vision? Like, explain to us a little bit first, maybe, what is your vision of self-empowerment? Because this is obviously what's behind the game.
Well, it's to make a long story short, actually, when we started 20 years ago, our vision was the same that it is today. It was to allow people to basically believe that they can find answers within themselves and that they can trust these answers, because it was a mixture of getting to find them and getting to trust these answers. Mm-hmm. So self-empowerment for us is like this mixture of trusting that you're in contact with, you know, what we can call your higher self or your inner wisdom, your inner guide, all these words that, regardless of your religion or your beliefs, but you know that somewhere inside, when you're in contact with that feeling, you know it says, yes, this is true. This is really what I feel. This is really what I'm connecting to. So I think that self-empowerment for us is that connection to that part of yourself that says, this is my own truth that I'm now experiencing.
Donc, c'est de connaître la certitude, c'est de rencontrer sa certitude, en fait.
Voilà. Yes. That is exactly what Ellen is saying. It's really to meet this certainty in life, and which is somehow, you know, where we all want to be. It's like knowing that somewhere we have the answers and we know better, and we can take the next step. We can decide. We can choose in a matter that is, you know, where certainty is more onto the 99% certainty than just like, well, we'll see and whatever, we'll see what's going to happen. There is a part that really knows what is good, what is greater for our life purpose. And the game that you have created is what is clever about it. It does allow each individual to find their own certainty.
Yes, I think
right.
That certainty is actually the issue, because actually... the game will bring you with different clues and different ways of will invite you to all of a sudden to follow a path where you never expected to go.
Mm-hmm.
Then you say, why am I going there? And then all of a sudden you realize that you get to feel closer to knowing that this is where you want to go, and this is where you are going right now. So certainty is the objective of the game, and it's probably because we designed this game by experimenting with people. I think that we started out basically with just the cards 20 years ago, and the cards were designed as if they just were an inspiration that Helen had, and that she knew that she had to use a medium that would get people to be, you know, in contact with the energy. She used to say many times that she wanted people to learn how to read the lines of energy, and by saying that, she wanted them to read their own lines of energy, and if they could find their own lines of energy, then they could see more clearly, and they could get a better feeling of what was good for them and what they had to let go, or whatever the issue was, but it was basically to read the lines of energy.
Good. So it sounds so exciting in a way that I believe that really the game right now is coming to that crossroad, this path where the collective consciousness is right there. It is so ready to receive a tool like that. I think it is really not a coincidence that it's now here in the States. Obviously, we're talking about it, but I mean, you have put the game out there before. Obviously, it's you have it in a French version too. So where do you where can you get your game already?
Where can we purchase it right
yes.
now? Yeah, we in right now we can always purchase it via our website there at www.triplium.com.
Mm-hmm.
And we have, in French, it's available in different outlets, and on our website, all this information is available.
Mm-hmm.
We've been basically been more active in French than in English,
mm-hmm.
and we've decided in the last year to work more actively in English. Because now we feel that when we're talking about the soul and talking about opening up to higher dimensions, even for ourselves as designers and
mm-hmm.
and also you know, moving on to meeting other people and other countries and also other people who are concerned by the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
This is why now we want to make this game available now in English, and this is why in the last year we've put more energy. So we believe now that we're ready, even as designers, as ourselves. I think even if we are designers, we are also following the same path of doing things when we feel that. You know,
yes, and it's
ready
it is.
To do it. So
yes.
Now we're ready. I think
mm-hmm.
so. It's
and if you are, I think the demand is ready too, because there's definitely, and you know, BBS Radio is obviously one of the proof that there's the channel is opening wider and wider for this type of consciousness, and so it's coming through. So the great interest about your game is that. There's not only one game for one person isolated in his or her house. This is, here you have created a game that is available in different versions, right?
Mm-hmm.
So can you tell us a little bit more about all those versions and maybe why you felt the need to actually create it in more than one version?
Okay, well, maybe we can talk about the most recent one,
mm-hmm.
and curiously, it's called the Key, or some people call it the Chi, but it's K-H-I,
mm-hmm.
so it's the horoscope of the soul.
Mm-hmm.
It's what we call our little game book. It's designed in a way where actually you work with this little book and you work with the dice, and we use this for any particular question that we may have, and we can even experiment it right now with you. We can
Let's
even
do it.
take the risk of asking you, Alin, if you. You have a question, or you have a preoccupation, a project, or actually, even if you don't have, it could be just
an insight
for what's happening right now.
There you go. Let's
so
put
it's up to you. You can just say, well, I just want an insight, or, well, I have something on my mind, so we'll start with you. It's probably the best thing, and as I say, by experimenting, then we can explain, and Helen can
mm-hmm.
tell,
so let's do that. Let's,
tell you
let's
more
have an insight.
How she designed this and how she made it. So, okay, So you have an insider question.
The insight, I think, is great. It's coming right at the right time. I think let's find the insight of the day or the what's next, like what is coming through.
Okay.
Okay. Donc je lance le dé. C'est un dé à 10 faces. Okay.
Okay. So here is the dice with 10 different sides. So that is a very magical dice.
Okay. The first number is 1.
Okay.
And the second is 4. So you must see. Tu dois aller voir la page 14.
Okay.
And Marc va lire pour toi.
Okay. So here it is, the dice is thrown twice, and then there's two numbers, 1 and 4 for me, that popped up, and then there's a book that is tied to the game, and so 1 and 4 is 14, so I am called to get to the page number 14, where the message is going to be revealed.
Right.
Okay, in each phase, you have three parts, I, you, and it. Okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, so in the book there are three parts at that page, which is me, I, and it.
I, you.
Oh,
okay.
I, you.
It's okay.
Okay, sorry.
Yeah. Well, actually, it's all right because when you read it, I'll read out what the message is for the insight for yourself. I feel an electrical connection with the other one, a reality that exists beyond what I can see.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the I message. The I is more or less how you feel right now with yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You is like the inner voice. And mm-hmm. The you says you need to honor your desire for complicity without feeling guilty. So, That seems to have rung a bell inside of you. The last section, it's time, is like an invitation to go further with the insight. So what Helen wrote is it reads this way. It's time to take advantage of what you are experiencing in your daily life, your here and now.
Oh, my goodness. All right, so, you know, this is so right on. I mean, you cannot be further away. It's just like right there, right there. Unbelievable.
Well,
which is, it shouldn't be unbelievable.
It's a good word because actually... the way it was designed was actually in the same idea that there are clues, there are words, but they are connecting to your own self, so
yes.
That you can relate to this,
yes.
And to believe in something that is happening for yourself. So.
Yes.
Actually, why we called it the horoscope of the soul was basically because we wanted people to listen in to themselves,
mm-hmm.
And the horoscope was more like the what we when we did the research and the experimenting was like a lot of the les Amérindiens when they talk about the horoscope, they would talk about horos and scope. So
mm-hmm.
It was to enlarge your vision of your own scope. It was not necessarily to predict something. It was more or less to look into yourself. And
mm-hmm.
that way you were able to make a reading of how your soul... what your soul is trying to tell you right now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, I guess it's quite clear.
As I say, we just did it this way. You could work with a specific question.
Mm-hmm.
We designed it in a way where you can also you know, use it in different sections. We can throw the dice in different ways. So it's easy. It comes like it's a little booklet. It comes in a little pouch. Mm-hmm. You can carry it with yourself. It's friendly user.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things I know that I just need to add to this was that Helen actually was really inspired also by the I Ching,
mm-hmm.
Because she worked for a number of years with this book, and she worked and was always intrigued by this wisdom, but wanted to design something that was like more accessible and was now and was able we can play. And naturally, mm-hmm. She has always been concerned, as a number of people now, by the synchronicity. And
mm-hmm.
naturally, we were influenced, like many others, by the Celestine prophecy. And
mm-hmm.
So she made a mixture, I think, of her own vision of inner truth, mm-hmm. of trusting your intuition, and the wisdom of the I Ching, and I think the beauty of the alchemy and and the synchronicity of the Celestine
mm-hmm.
Prophecy. So it's a small, powerful little game book, and I think that it does what it has to do when you need it.
Yes. I mean, for that particular like party that we just done, and you know, with my myself asking, okay, what is the inside? You know, the listeners have to realize that whatever came through, like what the answers that came through in terms of the answer, the messages that came through, totally vibrated with something that has happened today, and it's just right on, and it's. Again, I think that's where the self-empowerment comes. It's really, right away, I knew what it was talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't need to have, like, an answer or something narrowed down by you guys, but just because the message was vibrating with something that right away jumped in my mind, it was like, that's what it is. That's what I have to do. So there it is. This 70 came through again.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it is really that self-empowerment that it allows you to really get to that and really trust more and more that that not second guess myself. This is, oh my, but that's what it is. I mean, how are the odds? There's no odds. There's no coincidences. That's what it was about.
Mm-hmm.
So that is just fantastic. And like you say, it is easy to play, obviously. You know, dice, it's very fun. There's like a very fun part of it. So, you know, why not getting it? This is just a perfect game to play, you know, alone with friends on the evening and, you know, in between family. I think it is brilliant.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the fun part about it is that you can really try it in all kinds of circumstances. We have families, you know, just wanting to just, you know, they want to go on holidays, they want to clarify something, so they just roll the dice, and it gives an opportunity to talk about what's happening, and then confirms many times your own insights, your own intuition, and because of the construction of the I, the you, and it helps you open up to different perspectives,
mm-hmm.
and it also gives you a very practical way to act and to take
mm-hmm.
action into something that you're confronted or you need to do or you're thinking of doing. It doesn't
mm-hmm.
tell you what to do. It doesn't give you an answer, but it gives you clues, and it gives you it invites you to go beyond it goes to help you go beyond what I would say.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sortir du doute ou de l'hésitation.
Voilà. Oui. It really, that's what it is. It's really a tool to to help oneself to get out of the hesitation and the self-doubts. And I think that is really where we all, that's where we all want to go. It's really to kind of see what path we need to take. And it doesn't have to be what door necessarily to open, but at least the path to take, and then after it's going to open. But it is, and you know what's very interesting is that there is right now, obviously, a real trend in terms of, which I think, you know, when I use trend, for me, it's a little bit negative because it's fashion and it's going to go away. But it really like a long-term trend. To me, it's like a collective trend where people are more and more demanding to, they are asking to get that self-empowerment. And what I have noticed, you know, within my workshops and the clients that I have is that, what they are really liking is to get to realize that they are self-empowered because they have discovered themselves. They have opened up onto something new. Like they have, like you were talking, Mark, about pushing and going beyond. And that's what it is. It's really like there is this knowingness of who we believe we are. And then suddenly this game is just pushing beyond those walls of knowingness and go, you know, expand everything and just bring new boundaries, new, it's kind of the, going on the edge of something that we know and just pushing even further. And that is, to me, self-discovery equals self-empowerment. The more you know yourself, and obviously the greater you're going to feel empowered about what you can do, and because you're going to realize that you can do much more and be much more than what you thought originally. So, and I think that the game actually really allows the player to get to that point.
Yes, I think that you're... when you talk about the trend, it was like the gentleman you had last week when you were using tarot cards, were using physical elements. I think that we're going beyond the knowledge of oneself. We're now trying to find how to use that knowledge that we've been accumulating, and there are so many sources of self-help tools.
Yes.
So now we're offering as creators is the opportunity to experiment, to experience that power that lies within you, and to actually be in contact with it and to start using it. So the game is actually like a partner who is inviting you to say, the game is saying, well... well, why don't you use what you know? It's inviting you to open up and expressing the feeling that you have. And so it's not giving you answers. It's providing you like a framework where you can actually experiment a direct contact with your own energy. And and when you're in contact with your own energy, then all of a sudden you feel inspired. You trust your higher self, and you're taking, just the risk that you wanted to take, and it confirms this idea that by experiencing, you learn to trust more yourself. So the key is basically like the other tools, but like the other games, but the key does. This magical thing of learning to trust your intuition. So an intuition is available to everyone, but it's more now learning how to use it and learning how to trust it. Like Helen mentioned, this certainty is...
Yes. And you know, one thing that I really like, it's like we've seen so many... And I am surrounded with people who want to be able to have some angelic reading experience. They want to be able to see the energy, to talk with their higher self, with the guides, with, just name it. Like, and so, you know, those friends or people that I have met go out and ask and relay on other people's perception of whatever they can see to get answers for themselves. And to me, that is showing that people are looking for answers in a much, much more subtle way than just the logical way. I think intuitively, then we know that we can have more certainty in life than what we maybe grew up in. However, I think that the great interest about that game, instead of going through, angelic readers, people who can see the angels, people who can see, and granted, you know, I think there's a market for that, and I do believe that there's some work that is really, you know, done for that, and I encourage people who want to do it to do so if it's what they are intend to. But I think that in terms of self-empowerment, games like that are really allowing every single one of us to get the answers in that way. It is, you know, there's no need for any extra super metaphysical gift that you can have or develop some type of energy work like that people can maybe feel that they're not worthy of it or it's hard to get or I'm not good at it. But that form of, like, that tritium game is really a way to read, you know, what is in your mind, but you cannot necessarily get to right away. But this is those cards, the dice, the game itself, kind of take out all of those little pieces of messages that your higher self actually wants to give you and wants you to know. And you need to be the creator of the puzzle. It's all those pieces that you just have to put together and make it your life puzzle.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Right. Mm-hmm. And I think
you speak beautifully, Elena. I think that your vision is clear and inspiring because we really vibrate with you in this dimension because, as I say, it does not. It's not meant to replace anything. It's there to integrate.
Yes.
So when you can't find answers in all these other means that you've experimented, these games and tools will plug you right into yourself inside, mm-hmm. and show you all these little messages or these clues that will all of a sudden tell you, well, yes, and mm-hmm. because then it integrates something because it allows you to be actually like if you were in a higher dimension because you're opening to your own higher dimension.
Mm-hmm.
Once you're in there, then you're going to find what you're looking for.
Yes.
All we're providing is an opportunity to go inside. That's what we're doing, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah.
And so you have another part of the game, actually. It is another version of the game, but that is oriented more towards the facilitators, like people who are actually working with clients to help them feel empowered.
That came along because we started initially with the cards. So maybe I can just talk about the key, as I say, is the booklet that comes mm-hmm. with the dice. The Tritium kit is actually more or less the accumulation of what we had experimented and we worked with different facilitators in mm-hmm. different countries, and actually, and we've also experimented this kit with social workers, with psychologists, with women centers, we're with specialists in alcohol and drug rehabilitation centers, with metaphysical centers with life coaches, with teachers, with mothers,
wow.
with teachers. We're obsessive people because we believe that the only way to get this game to be alive was to bring it in all these environments and to let people test it and experiment it.
Yes.
So so that's why it's a friendly user approach, because we've made so many versions of it that now we know that this one is probably now it has all these experiments that now we know that are more appropriate mm-hmm. for the facilitators. So the Triple M kit, we designed it so that if you're working or even if you're a facilitator, whether it's in a community center, whether it's you're holding workshops and you just want to get people to open up more easily before you even do your own thing,
mm-hmm.
Then you can use this Triple M kit, and it comes with different elements that are part of this playful environment.
Mm-hmm.
And Helen actually is an educator as her profession, but mm-hmm. is also was concerned that as we were inspired by being in self-empowerment, we wanted this Triple M kit to be self-carrying. So even a facilitator can just look up the there's a guide, but there's also like a self learning module where the facilitator can just learn and it, that person can actually use it with her group with mm. her students, her clients,
mm-hmm.
And it works in the same environment where it provides different paths and different elements. It's a bit more furnished and detailed because we have clue cards, we have open questions, we mm-hmm. have reflection cards, we have action cards, and we have what we call different paths where Helen designed certain characters that help you along. So mm-hmm. it's a mixture of a number of elements, and you can use them, all of them, or you can use them, individually if you only have 15 minutes. Helen is a very practical woman in mm-hmm. Designing things that she said, well, you know, if you're going to use it, then it's got to be clear, it's got to be simple, and it's got to be effective. So
mm-hmm.
But what it does actually is that it helps the facilitator to have a support system mm-hmm. that will be inviting to the student or to the child, because we've experienced from 8 years old and up, mm-hmm. and it. Even at 8 years old, just with the cards, children tell stories, and it's really simple to use.
Mm-hmm.
And but we've seen also facilitators use it in group environments where they work with.
And I was going to say, I mean, what a better way to invite people to open up than with a game? I mean, to me, some people who may have some setback in terms of talking or letting themselves out or opening their heart or putting their feeling and emotion out there, I think the game, and especially for kids, obviously, but it is such a great venue to be able to kind of break down the ice. It's like, okay, we're going to play now. But, you know, to me, it's like it's just really a great way to allow facilitators and, you know, counselors, educators, to kind of get closer and get a start point for maybe a relationship, a client relationship. So I think it's actually a great way to to make it like inviting, like you were talking about invitation, but that's what it is. It does make bring that element, that dimension of okay. And you know, it's very interesting that you mentioned that too, because I have read an article about 2 weeks ago, and someone in the game business was saying that will become the next great way, like to play, like the self-development, personal development games are going to actually take over at some point, because this is going to be more effective than lectures or books, or because people need some fun and they need that. You can definitely bring, you know, both together in the same environment.
Yeah, I think it's what you're saying is true, that because of this generation now that mm-hmm. has access to all this information, to all these workshops, that sooner or later now we're going into experimenting, because experimentation will allow us to integrate, will allow us to open up and to use
yes.
all this energy and all this knowledge that we have.
Yes.
So actually what we've noticed even with facilitators is that how they're using this game is really to help people open up more rapidly, and
yes.
Because once they're open, they're more receptive,
yes.
and then they're actually then going further. An experiment that we did when we were in France, and we also did it in Canada, was in a school environment with children who were learning a particular skill and who had always experimented more or less failure and mm-hmm. who were always, you know, not with low self-esteem. And when we brought the game into that particular environment, what happened is that all of a sudden the kids started to play. They
yeah.
started to allow themselves to, you know, just say things that they felt. And then they started talking about, you know, how they felt about themselves in a different way. And because they started talking about themselves from the inside.
Yeah.
And they started revealing more of themselves without, you know, without being asked, how do you feel?
Yes.
They would, you know, they'd be asked to turn the card, and then they would have to look at the card, and then they would have to say how they felt about the card. But by doing that, all of a sudden, they would say more
mm-hmm.
about themselves than
mm-hmm.
The teacher had been able to get them to say. Because you get, you know, like involved in the game and into
mm-hmm.
this dynamic, and then all of a sudden, the child or the client, because we've experimented in so many environments, but in that particular case, what happened is that then people would open up, and it creates like a friendly but trusting environment.
Yes.
And because there is one of the principles that Helen has always believed in is the non-judgmental approach.
Mm-hmm.
This is not like a competition game. This is
yes.
A participative game, but it's a non-judgmental approach. It means
yes.
that there are no good or bad answers.
Mm-hmm.
There are reactions to situations and to events
yes.
and to people, and then that's why it allows you to... So this facilitator kit is a nice way to... to have a support system that gives you different elements that you can use even on an individual basis, on a one-to-one basis, or
mm-hmm.
work with a group. But I think that it's also a challenge, because a lot of facilitators will be surprised that their clients or their students will open up very rapidly and... but in a secure way, because they can't, it's not therapy. We're not actually into therapy. We're more into what we call allowing one to express oneself in a non-judgmental and in a
yes.
secure environment. That's why
what a great tool. What a great tool. I mean, I don't understand why not everyone has one now. Everyone should.
Well, probably by the end of this radio show, the telephone and will be ringing, and we'll have a lot more people that will have one.
Yes, and really, listeners, if you want to know more about the game, if the show has kind of a kind of opened up your curiosity and your interest, then really get on your internet, www.tripleyum.com. If you get on my website on that BBS radio show, Conscious Fitness, Divine Body, you can find the website. You click on it, you directly reconnect it there. And there's a lot of reading material that explain to you how to use it, what it is about. Again, you will be able to dive even more with what the game is about. You're going to be meeting actually Ellen and Mark, because you can see a little bit of a background of where they're coming from and who they are. And they're so nice people, so approachable, personable, that please give them a call. You can get in touch with them, and they will help you out to get your game. I think it is really a great tool. And what a great gift also. I mean, this is really a gift to give for a family, gift to give to a friend who is a counselor. It's really a, I think this is the smart gift to do, a clever gift to give out. So, what are your plans, and what would you like to ask our listeners right now?
Well, I don't know if you have any listeners that have called in or want to ask a question, or we can just...
I have not currently. However, I have someone who read the program information, could not be on the air tonight, but emailed me a question for you.
Okay.
So we can do that, right?
Okay. Well, I think that's probably... We can do that now, and then we can tell you what we can tell,
okay.
What we would like...
Okay, let's do that. We got about 10 minutes left, so let's do that.
Do you want to do the experiment right now?
Really? I mean, what do you feel?
Okay, well,
okay,
we can
do
that.
And
we can finish off by, asking what we would like your listeners. So
okay,
go ahead with your question that you received.
So the question was, how can I express my creativity?
How can I explore my creativity?
Correct. Explore,
okay.
Express. That's it.
Okay, so what we're doing now is that we're using the Triplium cards. There's 84 of them, and Helen is just picking one out randomly, as we see, and using the synchronicity.
Yes.
We've done this a few times, but this is actually the first time that we do this on the radio, so this is also a new experiment, and but it's a good one.
Yes.
So the card Helen drew, it's called...
Naivety.
Naivety.
Oh, okay, so it's being totally... it's being between shy and hotly sincere. It's something that is... detached of any interest.
Okay.
Well,
la naïveté, je vais te la dire en français, puis tu pourras te la dire après.
Okay.
En français, c'est la candeur. Okay?
C'est la candeur.
Naïveté, c'est comme d'être capable de nommer les choses par leur bon nom. C'est comme être capable, pour pouvoir exprimer sa créativité, c'est de trouver ce qui lui convient vraiment.
Okay.
Dans le sens que ça peut être... C'est de nommer deux, trois, quatre choses, puis d'en choisir une.
Okay. All right. Okay. So what Ellen came through with that card is that there's a need for that particular person in order for her to find her creativity. There is a need to actually put down some, like find some words behind what creativity means, and actually pick one that vibrates really with who she is. And there's going to be one that will pop out more than the others. So
et
there's a need
carte,
to...
dans le jeu, le cadre est bleu. C'est quelque chose qui doit vraiment être concret, qui doit être... c'est une action, c'est pas juste une pensée ou une idée. Mais quelque chose qui doit
so
être...
it needs to be taken into action.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay.
The picture is actually some flowers, and it's because a lot of the all of the cards from the Triplium are more into this
naive
art, where it's more like a childlike approach. So it's a very simple way of looking at things. So that's what would be what we could do is just draw what we call your say card. No.
Okay,
maybe we don't have time then for that. But basically, I think that's the way it works. So the person can now use this element and just reflect it's time for that person to explore that in this particular way.
Mm-hmm.
And whatever that means for that person will allow her to just appropriate herself of the proper means and to continue with the reflection if she needs to continue, and just finding how she can do this. But I think how to express creativity is what the Triplium card says is. And it's basically like what your friend last week said. Our clue cards are more like symbols that allow you to connect, because it could be the picture, it could be the word. It's an element that all of a sudden it rings something inside of you.
Yes.
And then it's not an emblem, like he said. It's not something that's static, because you ask a question. You can't learn these cards. You look at them and they react to you, and so that's what happens. So it's more like this interactivity that we call it introvision. It's like the ability to be able to look inside and to express it outside in the same movement.
Very cool.
So that's the question for your friend who wrote regarding the creativity. So
very cool.
And what was you said that you wanted us to the final question regarding your listeners?
Yes, I mean, to me, it's like, all right, here is this great, great, unbelievable game out there. Here is this great, great, unbelievable country that is so open to a lot of things. I mean, I would say to everything. And I cannot believe that there's not out there someone listening that doesn't feel moved to do something, to open a door and say, hey, I think your game needs to be out there. There is a market for it. There is something out there. Let's get it. Let's do something. So, how can America open up to you, and what would you want them to be doing? Or ask and you shall receive, they say, right? So ask what you want.
Well, I think that you've already been an angel in our lives and are tonight by doing what we're doing, by opening up and taking this risk. I think our greatest invitation is to all those who are listening right now, is that we're looking for environments and people that are interested in implementing, integrating these games as part of what they're doing in their daily activities, in their workshops, in their schools, even in their own
enterprise,
because we've done also work with problem solving in workshops in enterprises. So I think that we're reaching out to those who are looking to implement, to enhance self-empowerment in their own environments, as if we're partners of self-empowerment. And I think that this is not a sales pitch. It's more like we're looking for active partners who are interested in implementing this and who will benefit by using these tools and these games themselves, but will also go further in what they're doing right now. So I think it's a mixture of saying, well, visit our website, give us a call, but those who are looking to implement and to integrate something that's fresh, that's alive, that's a friendly user, but that will self-empower you, but will also give you a feeling that you're able to use it very rapidly, and that it'll open up, and it will also give you a greater feeling of,
yes,
of yourself, and mm-hmm, how you can also help others to feel better about themselves and
totally
to trust
that they
can find their own answers.
Yes.
So I think we're ready to meet you.
Okay, right. That's right on. It says the door's open, the demand has been done, your wish is my command, so the universe is going to now rearrange and put everyone in in synchronicity, and I know that there's more coming with this game. I just know it. It is, does feel so aligned with the energy that is here right now that it's coming. It's coming. The things, it's going to be just now very interesting to see how the synchronicities are going to just realign themselves and who is going to come through, and you know. But I think it's just a matter of time, as it is always. But thank you so much, Mark and Helen. Thank you for your time. Thank you for your game, your clever game, and thank you for expressing it and sharing it with our listeners. And I can right now tell our listeners that it's not going to be the end. We will have Mark and Helen and their game back on the air to have some more interactive show. But we will be talking about that very, very, very soon. It is all done for Conscious Fitness and Divine Body tonight, and I hope you enjoyed it, and don't worry, we'll be back next week with more and more and more. Thank you so much, and have a good evening. Bye.
Thank you, merci
thank
beaucoup.
You.
Thank you all.
Somewhere in my